안녕하십니까?
Hello, everyone.
아름다운 저녁입니다.
Oh, it's a beautiful evening.
기쁘시죠?
So joyous, right?
먼저 성경 말씀 읽겠습니다.
Okay, we'll first read from the scriptures.
요한복음 제6장입니다.
John chapter 6.
한번 6장 1절 말씀부터 읽겠습니다.
We'll read John chapter 6 from verse 1.
찾으셨으면 읽겠습니다.
If you're there, we will read.
요한복음 6장 1절입니다.
John chapter 6 verse 1.
그 후에 예수께서 갈릴리 바다고 디베리아 바다 건편으로 가시매
After these things Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee which is the Sea of Tiberias.
큰 무리가 따르니 이는 병인들에게 행하신 표적을 보미라.
And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased.
예수께서 산에 오르사 제자들과 함께 거기 앉으시니
And Jesus went up into a mountain and there he sat with his disciples.
마침 유대인의 명절 유월절이 가까운지
And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh.
예수께서 눈을 들어 큰 무리가 자기께 오는 것을 보시고 빌립에게 이르시되 우리가 어디서 떠서 산도 먹게 하겠느냐
When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him he saith unto Philip when shall we buy bread that these may eat
빌립이 대답하되 각 사람은 조금씩 밝게 할지라도 200 데나를 뜨기 부족하리이다
And this said it to prove them for he himself knew what he would do
제자 하나고 시몬 베드로 형제 안드레가 예수께 여짜오되
And Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon's Peter, brother, asked, said unto him,
여기 한 아이가 있어 보리떡 다섯 개 물고기 두 마리를 가졌나이다. 그러나 이것이 2만 살 얼마나 되겠었나이까?
There is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many?
예수께서 가라사 이 사람들로 앉게 하나씩 그 잔디가 많은지라. 사람들이 앉은 수요가 5천쯤 되더라.
And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was not so much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000.
예수 떡을 가 축사하신 후에 앉은 자들에게 나눠주시고 고기도 그렇게 제 원대로 주시다.
And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that were sat down and likewise of the fishes as much as they would.
저희가 배부른 후에 예수께 제자들에게 이르시되 남은 조각을 거두고 버린 것이 없게 하라 하심으로
When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
예, 거두니 보리떡 다섯 개로 먹고 남은 조각 열두 바구니에 찼더라.
Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten.
그 사람들이 예수 행하신 이 표적을 보고 말하되 이는 참으로 세상을 거슨지하라 하더라.
Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world.
그러므로 예수께서 저희가 왔을 하기를 억지로 잡아 임금 삼으려는 줄 아시고 다시 혼자 산으로 떠나가시니
When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone.
여기까지 읽었습니다.
We read 2, verse 15.
하나님이 우리 가운데 살아 계십니다.
God is alive in the midst of us.
그러나 어떤 사람이든지 간에
No matter what kind of a person you are.
그 사람과 마음이 연결되는 것이 굉장히 중요합니다.
It's very important for the hearts for the people to be connected.
마음이 연결되지 아니하면
If the hearts are not connected,
아무 소용이 없지요.
Then God can do nothing for us.
내가 아무리 전화 좋은 전화기를 가지고 있어도
No matter what good phone I may have.
제 안에 전화할 저 번호가 연결되지 않으면 아무 소용이 없어요.
Even though I'm trying to call my wife but if the numbers don't connect then it's useless.
연결됐을 때 그때 전화가 필요한 거죠.
When it connects that's what the phone is for.
우리 신앙도 그렇습니다.
Same thing with our spiritual life.
교회를 다니고
going to church
기도를 하고
praying
열심히 해도
and even though you work hard
마음이 연결되지 아무 소용이 없어요.
If the hearts do not get connected it's useless.
아까 찬송을 지휘하던 형제 있죠.
You know the brother who was conducting the hymns.
좋은 이야기 잘 아는 이야기인데
It's a story we know well.
그 형제가 아프리카 라이베리아에 그 복음을 전하러 왔어요.
That brother went to Liberia, Africa to preach the gospel.
그날 집에 전화 왔어요.
And one day I got a phone call when I was at home.
라이베리아 지부장이 저한테 전화했어요.
The branch director in Liberia called me.
목사님 지금 라이베리아인데요.
Pastor, this is Liberia.
그 학생이 최요한이에요.
And that student's name is John Choi.
최요한이가요, 최요한이.
Pastor, you know John Choi, John Choi.
좀 진정하고 차근차근 이야기를 해봐.
I said, please calm down. What's
네, 진정하겠습니다.
Oh yes, I'll calm
down.
요한이가
중간에서 죽어가고 있어.
John's been stung by a scorpion and he's dying.
무슨 한 두 시간 더 못 산대.
The doctor says he's gonna die in 2 hours.
저 깜짝 놀랐습니다.
And we were shocked.
제가 이야기를 내가 요한이와 통화할 수 있느냐.
And I said, could I talk to John on the phone?
예, 목사님.
Oh, yes, Pastor.
목사님.
John, it's Pastor Park.
요한은 내 목소리 들려.
John, can you hear my voice?
목사님.
Yes, pastor.
이 청년이 그 아프리카 라이베리아 밤에 잠을 잤어요.
And this young man, he went to sleep in Liberia, Africa.
창문을 열어놓고,
he had his window open,
모기장을 치고,
and set up a mosquito net.
모기장 안에 들어갔어요.
And he was inside the mosquito net.
밤에 자다가 발이 모기장 밖으로 나갔는데,
and while sleeping at night, his foot was outside of the net.
층갈이 그 발을 쏘았어요.
And the scorpion stung his foot.
아!
Ouch!
잠 깼어요.
And he woke up.
뭐야?
What was that?
아, 뭐도 없었어.
There was nothing there.
뭐야?
What was that?
아침이 됐어요.
And it became morning.
아침이 됐는데.
It became morning.
어젯밤에 전 누가 내 발을 바늘로 찔렀어.
Last night when I was sleeping, somebody poked my foot with a needle.
형 그거 증갈일 거야.
Hey brother, it was a scorpion.
야, 웃기지 마. 우리 방에 무슨 증갈이 있다.
Hey, don't joke about that. There's no scorpion in this room.
지냈어요.
And that was that.
오후 저녁 때가 됐는데.
But then in the afternoon,
여기 화장실 나고 가다가,
this brother was trying to go to the bathroom.
10m 앞에서 푹 쓰러졌어.
And 10 meters before the bathroom, he collapsed.
막 달려가 보니까,
and when everybody ran to him,
죄송합니다만,
I'm sorry to say,
대변을 피해서 소변을 피해서,
he had soiled his pants.
죽어가고 있는 거예요.
He was dying.
야, 일어나, 지금 차려.
Hey, John, wake up, wake up.
울면서. 대충 수도 머리 씻어.
And they were crying and they washed him up.
병원에 갔어요.
And took him to the hospital.
의사 다.
The doctor just crossed his arms. Take him away.
죽었다.
He's dead.
도와주세요.
Help us, please.
이 사람 증갈에 쏘였어요.
He's been stung by a scorpion.
그때 와도 살까 말까.
And even though you came immediately, he barely has a chance.
왔어요.
Why do you show up now?
온몸에 퍼졌어요.
The poison's already spread. He's not gonna
도와주세요.
Make it. Please help us.
나가...
No, he's not gonna make it. Leave.
다음 병원에 갔어요.
So they went to the next hospital.
똑같이.
They said the same thing.
사정을 했어요.
And they begged.
그래서 눕혀놓고.
And they had him lie down.
응급조사를 놓고 하는데.
And then they gave him an IV.
숨이 멎었어요.
And he stopped breathing.
의사들이 심폐소생술을
The doctors came, performed CPR.
두 시간 동안 했는데.
And they did it for 2 hours.
겨우 이제 숨을 쉬고.
And barely started breathing.
정신 차렸어요.
And came back to his mind.
그때 혈압이 30.
At that time, his blood pressure was a 30.
체온은 17도.
Body temperature 17 degrees.
그리 시체나 다름이 없어.
Pretty much like a dead body.
제가 그 소식을 들은 거예요.
And that's what I heard over the phone.
요한아, 통화하고 싶다.
Ah, John, can I talk to John on the phone?
요한아, 너네 목소리 들려.
John, can you hear my voice?
Yes, pastor. 넌 아프리카 산 증갈에 쏘였다.
They say you're being stung by an African scorpion.
죽어가고.
They say you're dying.
나 요한아, 너네 목소리 들어.
But John, listen to me.
나는 아침에 성경을 읽었어.
This morning I read the Bible.
이사야 40장 31절을 읽었어.
I read Isaiah 40 verse 31.
성경 말씀은
The words of the Bible.
66권 전부 하나님의 말씀.
All 66 books are the words of God.
하나님은 절대로 거짓말하지 않아.
And God he never ever lies.
이사야 40장 31절은 뭐라고 한지 알아?
Did you know Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says?
오직 여호와를 앙망한 자는 새 힘을 얻으리라.
It says but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
하나님은 절대로 거짓말하잖아.
God never ever lies.
요한아,
John.
하나님을 앙망해.
Wait upon God.
하나님을 바라봐.
Look up to God.
그럼 하나님 너에게 새 힘을 주실 거예요.
Then God will give you new strength.
증가돈이 새 힘이 필요해.
For you to defeat the poison, you need
그
new strength.
하나님 앙망하면 준다고 약속했어.
God promises if you wait upon God.
하나님 거짓말하네, 요한아.
He will give you new strength. He does not lie.
죽어가고 있었어요.
He was dying.
아무 소망이 없었어요.
There was no hope.
달라스 공항을 떠날 때
When we were leaving the Dallas airport,
아버지가 요한 안아주면서
John's father had given John a big hug
다녀왔는데,
and had told him, have a good trip.
그 생각이 났어요.
And John remembered that.
죽기 전에
Ah, before I die,
아버지한테 한 번 안기고 죽고 싶다.
I wish I could get one last hug from my father.
어떻게?
But how could he?
No,
he couldn't.
요한에게 얘기했어요.
And I told John.
하나님은 절대 거짓말하지 않아.
God never ever lies.
네가 증갈의 독을 이기려면.
For you to defeat the poison of the scorpion.
새 힘이 필요해.
You need new strength.
하나님 앙망해봐.
Wait upon God.
성경은 말하기를.
The Bible says.
여호와를 앙망한 자는 새 힘을 준다.
That they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
너는 증갈의 독을 이길 수 있어.
Then you can defeat the poison of the scorpion.
그 이야기가 들어왔어요.
And he listened to those words.
요한이 말했어요.
And then John said,
하나님,
God,
하나님을 앙망합니다.
I wait upon you, God.
하나님을 바라.
I look to you, God.
도와주십시오.
Please help me.
잠이 들었어요.
and he fell asleep.
병원에 간호사가 있었는데.
And there was a nurse at that hospital.
새벽에 꾸벅꾸벅 저도 잠이 깼어요.
And early in the morning, she was dozing off, and then she woke up.
새벽이 다 새벽구나.
And it's a new morning.
어제 그 청년 죽었을 거야.
That young man last night, he must be dead by now.
시체를 처리해야지.
I better go clean up his dead body.
와봤어요.
And she went to check on him.
놀라운 일이 났어.
And something amazing happened.
그 혈압이 툭툭 떨어졌는데 올라가고 있는 거예요.
His blood pressure had fallen very low, but it was going back up.
깜짝 놀랐어.
She was shocked.
의사선생님, 와보세요.
Doctor, come here, look at this.
왜?
What's going on, nurse?
그 주님 와보세요.
Oh, look at him.
다 왔어요.
And he came.
그래서 깜짝 놀랐어요.
The doctor was shocked.
간호사, 무슨 짓을 한 거야?
Nurse,
어떻게 한 거야? 왜 이럴 수가 있어?
How could this be? What did you do?
손도 안 댔어요.
I didn't do a thing.
혈압이 올라갔어.
His blood pressure was going back up.
그 아침에.
And that morning.
잘 잤어.
I slept good.
일어났어.
John got up.
형 괜찮아?
Hey brother, you okay?
괜찮아.
Yeah, I'm okay.
정말 소인 발이 다 썩었나.
His foot that was stung was all rotten.
두 달 뒤에 깨끗이 나왔어.
Two months later, it was all healed.
그리고 이제 다시 미국으로 돌아왔어.
And then he returned to the U.S.
오늘 저기 찬송을 하지 않을까 싶어.
And is the brother who was conducting the hymns tonight.
그 형제 볼 때마다.
Whenever I see him,
놀라운 거예요.
It's amazing.
하나님은
God
어제나
yesterday
오늘이나
today
영원토록 동일해요.
Forever, he's the same.
우리 이 마이크는 전기에서 이루어지는데.
This microphone works through electricity.
만약 전기가 가면 이게 다 죽어버려요.
Without electricity, it's dead.
전기만 연결되면.
But as long as electricity is connected,
마이크는 살아나요.
The mic comes alive.
너무 놀라워요.
It's so amazing.
그처럼.
In the same way,
하나님은 살아계시는데.
God is alive.
그 마음이 하나님 마음과 연결되면.
When your heart connects with God's heart.
마치 전선 연결 전기가 흐르듯이.
Just as when the electrical lines connect, electricity flows.
하나님의 힘이 여러분 속에 역사를 해.
The power of God works in you.
무슨 문제를 만나도
then no matter what problem you face,
문제가 안 되는 거예요.
It is not a problem.
성경은 그걸 가장 자세히 기록한 것이.
And the Bible records most precisely about that.
요한복음 6장에.
In John chapter 6.
오늘 읽은 이야기예요.
But we read today.
예수님이 산에 올라 말씀을 전하는데.
Jesus went up to the mountain. He was preaching.
5천 명이 거기 모여왔어.
5,000 people gathered there.
예수님 그들의 음식을 주어야 했어요.
And Jesus had to give them food.
필립에게 말했어.
He said to Philip.
우리가 어디서 떡을 살 사람 먹게 하겠나?
When shall we buy bread that these may eat?
자 여러분 생각해 보세요.
Everyone think about it.
LA죠.
This is LA, right?
큰 도시입니다.
It's a big city.
만약 돈 줄게.
Suppose I said I'll give you the money.
5천 명 먹을 떡을 사올 수 있습니까?
Can you go buy enough bread for 5,000 people?
자신 있어요?
Would, do you think you could do that?
5천 명 먹을 음식.
Enough food for 5,000?
불가능해요.
It's impossible.
들판에서.
But out in the fields.
어떻게 가능합니까?
How is that possible?
안 돼요.
It's not.
그때 우리가 뭘 바라봐야 돼요?
But right then, what should you look at?
일하세요.
Go ahead and work.
열심히 해요.
Work hard.
안 될 때.
But when it doesn't work.
여러분 지혜가 모자랄 때.
When you are short in wisdom.
힘이 들 때.
When you're short in strength.
안 될 때.
When it's not working.
손을 내밀어서.
Stretch your hand.
예수님을 잡아요.
And hold Jesus.
예수님을 바라봐.
And look up to Jesus.
그럼 그때부터.
And from then on.
일을 하는 거예요.
Jesus works.
놀라운 것은.
The amazing thing is.
필립에게 물어봤어요.
Jesus asked Philip.
예수님 필립은 예수님은 제자예요. 늘 따라다녔지만.
Philip was a disciple of Jesus. He was always there.
한 번도 예수님이 능력으로 살아있는 예수의 능력을 가지고 일하려고 하지 않았어요.
But not once did he try to work with the living power of Jesus.
그래서 예수님 필립이 진짜 예수님이 일하는 걸 믿고.
And so for Philip,
예수님을 의지하기를 원했어요.
And Jesus wanted to rely on him. Then Jesus would be his way.
어디서 떡을 사 이 사람 먹게 하겠나.
And Jesus asked him, when shall we buy bread that these may eat?
LA 시내도 아닌데.
It's not possible even in the city of LA.
들판에서.
How could this in the field?
5천 명 먹을 음식이 필요해.
How could they come up with food to feed 5,000?
예수님 바랬어요.
So Jesus was hoping.
주님이 하셔야지 않겠습니까?
Lord, you must do this, Lord.
필립 마음에 그런 마음으로 주님과 어릴 때 연결되길 바래요.
Jesus was hoping with that heart, the Philip's heart would connect with the Lord.
필립 뭐라고 말했어요?
But what did Philip say?
각 사람 조금밖에 할지라도.
Even if every man takes a little. 200
데나리온의 떡이 부족하리.
200 penny worth is not sufficient.
그 이론 나라가 뭐예요?
What's so amazing about that knowledge?
그 이론 가지고 떡을 먹일 수가 있어요?
With this information, could you feed them?
없어요.
You cannot.
우리가 그런 일들이 참 많아요.
But we're like this in so many ways.
그런 일이 없다면,
without such things,
고난이 없다면,
without suffering,
불가능한 일이 없다면,
without difficulty,
절망한 일이 없다면,
without despair,
예수님 없어도 돼요.
Then you don't have to need Jesus.
근데 우리는 그런 일 매일 당해요.
But we face these kinds of things every day.
오고,
sad things happen. Painful things happen.
죽어가는 일이 오고,
death comes.
문제가 일어나고
and 있어. Problems come.
그때 살아계신 하나님을 그 문제에 연결시키는.
Right then, we connect the living Lord with those problems.
빌립은 5,000명을 먹여야 하는데
5,000 needed to be fed.
하나님이 없었어요.
But Philip did not have God.
예수님이 없었어요.
He didn't have Jesus.
있어요.
He only had human wisdom.
200대나리도 모자랄걸요.
Even 200 pennies not enough.
200달 있었던 빵 가져오자마 벌써 다 며칠 갈 건데.
Even if he had 200 penny worth, he wouldn't be able to go out and buy the bread.
안드레가요 왔어요.
But Andrew was there.
이 아이가 있어.
He says, "There's a lad here."
벌써 다섯 개 물고기 두 마리.
With 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.
근데 이 많은 사람이 이게 얼마나 되겠습니까?
But what is this among all these people?
예수님 당신이 아시죠?
Meaning Jesus, you do it.
못합니다.
The youth, we cannot.
안드레는 예수님과 연결돼서.
So Andrew connected with Jesus.
어떤 문제가 일어날 때마다.
So whenever he had a problem.
예수님과 연결해서.
He connected with Jesus.
수없이 많은 일들 연결해서.
And connected many things with Jesus.
하나님의 일을 했어요.
And God worked in it.
너무너무 놀라웠어요.
It was so amazing.
제가 김천에 있을 때.
When I was in 김천.
우리가 어떤 집을 세를 들었어요.
We had moved into a house.
근데 이제 한국엔 집세를 내는데 이 전세라는 게 있어요.
In Korea, they have this deposit system.
집값의 80%쯤 되는 돈을 집주인에게 주고.
You make a deposit of 80% of the price of the house to the owner.
그 집주인 집을 써도록 줘요.
And then the owner gives you the house for you to use.
만약 나갈 때는
And then when you move out,
집을 돌려주고
you return the house to the owner,
찾아가지고 나가요.
But you get to get your deposit back.
이제 그런 전세 제도가 있어요.
In Korea, they had this deposit system.
그래서 이제 집세 한 80% 주고 살다 나갈 때 돈을 받아가는데
So you make a deposit of 80% of the price of the house, and when you move out, you get your money back.
어떤 사람이 집이 필요해서 그 집을 그렇게 해서 샀어요.
And so we needed to use a house, so we made a deposit and lived at a house.
근데 하나님이 박옥수 목사가 믿음이 없으니까.
But since Pastor Oksu Park does not have faith,
믿음을 좀 가르치고 싶었던.
God wanted to teach me some faith.
집 주인이 도박을 했어요.
The owner of the house gambled away the money,
졌어요.
And he was in debt.
그 집을 은행에다 담보를 하고 대출을 받았어요.
And so he put down that house as collateral and took out a loan from the bank.
그 도망을 갔어요.
And then he ran away.
집을 이제 우리가 돈을 받아서 집주인 도망갔어.
There was no way I could get my deposit back because the owner ran away.
집주인이 와서.
And then the owner.
집을 돌피켜라 하는 거죠.
The bank came and told us to move out of the house.
너무너무 어려웠어.
And I was in great difficulty.
돈이 하나도 없는.
I didn't have any money.
어느 날 이제 막 그런 일을 겪어서 제가 우리 집 그 다락에 올라가서 이제 하나님 쭉 기도했어.
And as I was going through this, I went to the attic of the house and I prayed to God.
자 이제 우리가 집을 돈을 받는 것도 중요하지만 집을 돌려줘야 하는데
I needed to get my deposit back and return them their house.
너무너무 어려웠어요.
And it was so difficult.
그 많은 돈을 구할 수는 불가능했어요.
There is no way I could get that money.
근데 어느 아침에 제가 대구에 집회 간다고 막 나서는데
And one morning as I was stepping out to go to Daegu for a conference
그 은행 진행장이 찾아왔어요.
The bank manager came to see me.
아, 박형 안녕하십니까?
How are you, Mr. Park?
아, 예, 진행장님 죄송합니다.
Oh, Mr. Manager, I'm sorry.
제가 오늘 대답할 아무 준비가 안 됐습니다.
I have no answer for you.
나 지금 집회 가야 합니다.
I gotta go to the conference.
가라고.
Go.
갔어요.
And I went.
따라왔어요.
But he followed me.
버스표를 사고.
I bought a bus ticket.
버스 사고.
He bought a bus ticket.
같이 타고 갔어요.
And he came on the bus with me.
어려운 이야기를 해요.
And then he told me about the difficulty.
근데 그때까지 저는
To that point,
내가 예수 믿는다는 얘기를
I had not told the bank manager that I believed in Jesus.
근데 내 마음에 주님이 이런 마음을 줬어요.
But then the Lord gave me this heart.
이 문제 누가 해결하지?
Who can solve this problem?
주님이 하셔야죠.
The Lord has to solve this problem.
너 내 예수님 이야기했나?
Did you tell him about Jesus?
안 했습니다.
I have not.
이야기를 했어요.
And so I said to him,
신장님 대단히 죄송합니다.
Mr. Manager, I'm really sorry.
이 문제 해결하고 싶은데.
I want to solve this problem.
돈이 없습니다.
But I don't have money.
우리 주인에게 이야기를 했는데.
And I told my Lord about this.
주인이 아직 연락이 없어.
But the Lord has not called me back.
아, 주인이 계셔.
Oh, you have a Lord?
굉장히 기뻐하더라고.
He was so happy to hear that.
예.
Yes, I do.
그럼 어디 계십니까?
Where is he?
하늘나라에 계십니다.
He's in heaven.
예수님입니다.
It's Jesus.
아,
oh, okay.
나 돌아가겠다.
And he says, I'm leaving.
기도 열심히 합시다.
He says, pray hard.
빨리 해결해 주십시오.
So that this problem can be solved.
그래서 돌아왔어.
And then he left.
저 일이 많이 바빠서
전화할
때마다 그 문제가 무거웠어요.
I got very busy and whenever I had time I would pray about this.
오늘 아침에 기도를 하는데
But one morning during prayer
너 기도만 하지 말고 나 건물을 알아봐라.
God was telling me don't just pray go out and look for a place.
아침 먹고 나가봤는데
So after breakfast I went out.
2층 건물이 있는데
There was a two-story house.
너무 좋은 거예요.
It was so nice.
돈이 얼마냐?
I asked how much.
그때 20만 원인데.
And back then they were asking for $200.
근데 진짜 돈 10원도 없어.
But I did not have a penny.
돌아왔어요.
And then I came back.
그래서 자꾸 이제 신었는데.
And then some time passed.
그래서 한 6개월 지난 뒤에.
And then after about 6 months.
아니 빨리 해결. 앞에 문제가 막 일이 많은데 일을 해야 하는데.
And so you know these problems I got to hurry up and take care of it so I can do my work.
기도를 했어요.
And then I prayed.
너 전에 본 그 건물 어떠냐?
And God said, what about that building you saw the other day? Yeah, I liked it.
좋지요.
Yeah, it's good.
너무 좋은데.
It's really good.
나갔을 텐데.
And, but it must be taken by now.
아침 보고 나와보니까.
But when I went out the next morning,
새해 놓습니다, 새해.
It was still available.
들어와보니까 아무도 아이들만 있어요.
And then I visited, only the children were home.
저녁에 온다고 그랬어요.
I said, I'll be back in the evening.
저녁에 왔는데 주인을 만났어요.
I met the landlord in the evening.
주인한테 이야기를 했어요.
And I told that owner, I told him my whole situation.
저는 하나님의 종입니다.
I'm a servant of God.
이 도시에 복음을 전하러 왔습니다.
I came to the city to preach the gospel.
어떤 사람이 나에게 해를 끼쳤습니다.
But a certain man has caused me loss.
20만 원 전세로 들어왔는데.
I paid $200 deposit.
근데 그 사람이 도망을 가고.
But the owner has run away.
은행에 다 집을 넘겼어요.
And has lost the house to the bank.
나갈 데가 없었어요.
And I have nowhere to move out to.
내가 하나님 기도를 드렸는데.
And I prayed to God.
이 집을 주시겠다는 마음이 들었어요.
And I have the heart that God would give this house to me.
저 돈이 없습니다.
But I have no money.
주시면 좋겠습니다.
And I would like it if you could give this to me.
미친 소리죠.
Sounds crazy, right?
다 웃겠지요.
Everybody would laugh.
여러분 웃었어요.
And you laughed.
웃을 만해요.
You know, it's laughable.
주인 아무 말 안 해.
The owner didn't say anything.
눈을 감아.
He closed his eyes.
가만 기다렸어.
And then I just waited.
한 5분 눈 감고 있는 것 같아.
It seemed like he had closed his eyes for 5 minutes.
눈을 떴어요.
And he opened his eyes.
입을 열었어.
He opened his mouth.
저는 시내 지자동에 있는.
He says in the city in 지자동.
지자 교회 장로입니다.
I'm an elder of the 지자 church.
하나님의 종이 이 건물을 쓰시겠다는데.
And the servant of God wants to use this building.
하나님 국도변에 이렇게 좋은 건물 좀 내가 거절할 수 있겠어요?
And God has given me this nice building by the roads. How could I refuse the servant of God?
쓰십시오.
Go ahead and use it.
하나님이랑 많은 경험을 했어요.
I've experienced so many such works of God.
그런데.
But
그 옆방에서.
From the room next door.
그 집 딸이.
The owner's daughter,
여고생인데,
she was in high school.
지금 보니까 70이더라고요.
Now she's 70 years old.
50년 전 이야기.
It was like 50-some years ago.
며칠 전 만났는데.
Recently I had met her.
피아노를 치는데.
But back then she was playing the piano.
하늘나라만 있는.
I felt like I was in heaven.
너무 고마웠어.
I was so thankful.
가려고 일어서니까.
And I got up to leave.
주인이 나한테 얘기했어.
And then the owner said to me,
그러면 오실 때 빈손으로 피차 민망하지 않겠습니까?
But if you move in, when you move in and you come empty-handed, both of us are going to feel awkward.
얼마를 준비할 수 있겠어요?
How much can you come up with? He asked me.
나도 8만 원 그랬어요.
And without knowing, I just said $80.
됐습니다.
He said, fine.
오십시오.
Move in.
Oh,
why did I say that?
8만 원을 받아온 거지.
Where am I going to get $80 from?
은행 지준장 찾아갔어요.
And so I went to go see the bank manager.
그 이야기를 했더니.
And I told him everything.
박형.
He said, Mr. Park.
내가 박형 앞길을 막는데 미안해.
I feel sorry. I feel bad that I was.
국회의원 나가려고
그러는데. You know, I was getting in your way.
공무원 막 돈을 세는.
And I'm going to run for Congress, he said to me. And he counted some money and put it into my pocket.
얼마가 너무 궁금해.
I was so curious, how much is this?
골목 딱 떨어졌어.
After turning the corner, I counted the money.
만 원이에요.
He gave me $10.
참 감사해.
I was so thankful.
만 원이요.
Wow, $10.
그때 굉장히 큰 돈.
Back then it was big money.
집에 갔는데.
And then I went home.
어떤 부인이 찾아왔어.
One lady visited my home.
아, 내가 아는 분이에요.
I knew her.
우리 처음에 그 집을 살려고 했는데
Because originally we were going to buy a house from her.
사람 맞아 해약을 했어요.
And then we had to cancel the contract.
5만 원 계약금을 했는데
I had paid her a down payment $50.
돈을 주려고 약속을 했는데
She was supposed to give it back to me.
못 받았어요.
But I was unable to collect it from her.
집에 아무도 없는 거 나죠.
And then there would be nobody at home.
밤에 갔더니
And one day I went to her house at night.
부인을 만났어요.
And I met her.
우리 장롱 가져가.
She said just take my furniture.
장롱 가져가.
Take my barrels.
아, 내 이 집 돈 받다가는
And I thought, ah, there's no way.
내 명예 못 죽겠구나.
You know, I'll be able to get my money back from her.
아예 돈 받아서 잊어버렸어.
So I just forgot about trying to get money from her.
그날
But that day,
현금 4만 원을
She brought $40 cash.
손수건 싸가지고 왔어.
Wrapped in a handkerchief.
목사님, 제가 빚이 많습니다.
Pastor, I have so much debt.
다른 사람들은 내가 목사님 못 떼먹겠어요.
Other people I cannot pay back, but I really wanted to pay you back.
고맙습니다.
Thank you, I said to her.
5만 원이 됐어요.
So now I had $50.
친구가 있었는데.
And there was a friend of mine.
전화가 왔어요.
He called me on the phone.
네가 어렵다는 얘기 들었어.
Hey, I heard you're going through a hard time.
나 사업은 돈이 없어.
You know, but I don't have any money.
2만 원이 놀고 있는데.
But I have $20 available.
무슨 갖다 써라.
But go ahead and spend it.
되거든 갚아라.
And if you can't pay me back later.
못 갚아도 어떡하겠니?
If you can't pay back, that's okay too.
2만 원 가지고 왔어.
And he brought me $20.
7만 원이 됐어.
Now I had $70.
같이 일한 사람들이.
And then the people that I worked with.
여덟 명인데.
It's the eight of us. I told them, empty your pockets.
and then,
and they brought all their coins and everything. And it was
$8.60.
And that's how we came up with the $80.
하나 시키고,
and then I told the brothers to move. And I went out witnessing.
어떤 그 집에 들어 하루 종일 복음을.
I went to one house and preached the gospel all day long.
오후 한 5시쯤 되어서.
And then around 5 p.m.
돌아가려 나오니까.
I was about to leave that house.
비가 확 와.
The rain was pouring down.
이야기했어요.
And then I said.
아, 우리 집에 우산이 없어요.
They said to me, we don't have 미안해요. an umbrella.
집에 비 그치든 가서
so
좀 더 있다가.
So just stay until the rain stops.
가고 싶었어요.
And but I wanted to leave.
괜찮습니다.
I said that's okay.
예수님도 예루살렘 오셨을 때 집 한 채 없고 방한 칸 없었어요.
Even Jesus, when he lived in Jerusalem, he had no room, he had no house.
그러면 제가 이제 성경 제 손에 이렇게 넣어가지고.
And then so I put the Bible under my shirt.
비를 맞으면서 걸어왔어요.
And I walked in the rain.
그래서 마음속에 예수님 생각했어요.
And in my heart, I thought about Jesus.
예수 예루살렘에 집이 없어서 하루 종일 복음 전하고.
Jesus had no house in Jerusalem. He preached the gospel all day long.
감람산에 가서 주무셨어요.
And then he would sleep at the Mount of Olives.
예수님 그때 이 비 오는 날 어느 처마 밑에 비를 피하셨습니까?
Jesus, on rainy days, where did you go to hide from the rain?
예수님 집 한 채 방 한 칸을 사셨는데.
Jesus, you had no room, no house.
나 같은 인간이 뭔데?
But who am I?
이 집을 주십니다.
That you give me this house.
울며
I cried and cried as I went.
제가 이런 저는 아무 능력이 없어요.
Me, I don't have any power.
1962년
10월
7일
October 7th.
예수님은 내 죄 사진급 받았어요.
I accepted that the blood of Jesus forgave my sins.
예수님의 십자가하고
Before that, the cross of Jesus.
아무 관계가 없었어요.
The cross of Jesus had nothing
있었어.
to do with me. We were separate.
그러기 때문에 그 십자가가 내게 주는 게 아무것도 없었어요.
And there was nothing I received from the cross.
그러나 내 마음에 그 십자가 연결됐어요.
But one day my heart connected with the cross.
십자가에서 내 죄를 위해 죽으셨어요.
Ah, he died at the cross for my sins.
내가 사해진 거야.
My sins are forgiven.
십자가는 옛날이나 지금 똑같이 있었고.
The cross, all the same, was there.
그전에 십자가 있었지만.
And the cross was still there long ago.
난 죄인이었어요.
But I was a sinner.
1962년.
But in 1962.
그날 그 십자가 내 마음 연결됐어.
That day my heart became connected with the cross.
그날부터 그 십자가는
from that day the cross
나를 죄에서 건져주었어.
Delivered me from sin.
우리가 다하는 많은 문제가 있어.
And there were many problems that we faced.
이런 문제를
this problem
예수와 연결하면
if you connected with Jesus
예수님 말미암아 되어지는데
it gets solved through Jesus.
우리가 무슨 방법이라도 안 되면 그만 놔버려.
But we just use our own ways and when it doesn't work we quit.
이런 이야기 제가 막 밤새도록 이야기.
I can talk about these kinds of things all night long.
김충환 형제라고 했어요.
There was a brother named Kim Chung-hwan.
암에 걸렸어요.
He got cancer.
병원에 입원했어요.
And he was hospitalized.
어느 날 전화 왔어요.
One day I got a phone call.
예, 목사님 얘기 전주인데요.
Pastor, this is 전주.
김충환이 암에 걸려가지고.
Brother Kim Chung-hwan has cancer.
1년 다 돼갑니다.
And he's in the hospital.
의사가 뭐라고 말했냐면.
And the doctor said.
이틀도 살 수 없다고.
That he only has 2 days to live.
너무 가슴이 아파. 우리 형제인데.
It broke my heart. He's our brother.
그래서 제가 마침 우리 형제 하나가 그때 전주에 있어서
At that time, one of our brothers was in Jeonju.
병원에 가보고 와라 그랬어.
I told him to go visit the hospital.
와서 하는 이야기가
And he came and he said
안 되겠습니다.
Oh, it's not gonna work.
거의 가망이 없습니다.
There is no hope.
그 다음날 주일인데
And the next day was a Sunday.
주일 난 예배를 드리고
After the Sunday morning service,
예배, 광주 가서 예배를
드리고 I was supposed to have evening service in 광주.
광주는 전주를 지나서 가요.
And to get to Gwangju, I have to pass through
제 아들하고
with my son
제 아내하고
and my wife.
셋이 갔어요.
The three of us went.
제 아내가 얘기했어요.
I said to my wife,
야, 우리 한 시간 일찍 출발하자.
Honey, let's leave one hour earlier.
가서 그 병원에 좀 들려보자.
And so let's stop by his
hospital. 김치환이 어떻게 지내는지 보자.
And see how Kim Chuan is doing.
한 시간 일찍 와서.
So we left one hour earlier.
3시 전북대 병원에 갔어요.
And around 3, we arrived at the Chonbuk University Hospital.
병실 문을 딱 열었는데.
I opened the door to the hospital room.
병실 안에 죽음의 그림자 꽉 차 있어.
The shadow of death had packed that room.
형제 아직 안 죽었는데.
And the brother was not dead yet.
죽은지 살았는지. 죽은지 사는지 뭐 찡기책 없이 침대에 누워 있고.
But he was lying on the bed, showing no signs of life. You couldn't tell whether it was dead or alive.
눈물을
At the front of the bed was his mother, tears streaming down her
침대
face.
침대 뒤에서 아내는 고개.
At the back of the bed was his wife with her head down.
내가 오니까.
And when I walked in,
물에 쳐다보고 다시.
She just looked at me and then put her head down again.
그 죽음에. 분위기가 내 마음까지 막 엄습했더라고.
And the atmosphere of death began to encroach my heart as well.
제가 생각을 했어요.
And then I thought,
오늘 이 시간에
right now at this time,
박옥수 목사 여기 안 오고
if it was not Pastor Oksu Park in here,
예수님이 여기 오셨다면
but if it was Jesus in here,
무슨 일이 일어났을까?
What would happen?
예수님이 이 형제 못 본 척 했겠어요?
Would Jesus ignore this brother?
말씀할 때 그냥 나간다 잘 있거라.
Would he say, I'm leaving now, bye?
절대 그렇지 않아.
Jesus would never do that.
이 형제 살리겠다는 마음.
I had the heart Jesus would revive this brother.
예수님이 오시면
if Jesus is
here,
살아. Then he would live.
근데,
but
놀라운 건,
the amazing thing is
내 안에도 예수님 계셔.
There is Jesus in me as well.
예수님 일하겠다는 마음이 됐어.
I began to have the heart that Jesus would
형제는
work.
암으로
the brother with cancer.
많이 살아야 이틀 더 못 사는데.
At most, he only has two more days.
하루에 내 뭐 죽을 날 가까운데.
And pretty soon, he's gonna die.
다른 아무 방법이 없어.
There is no way.
의사도 가족도 슬피 울기만 할까.
The doctors, the family, all they could do is cry.
그 문제를 예수님과 연결시켰어.
But I connected this problem with Jesus.
고함을 줬어.
And I screamed. I said, hey, Kim Chung-hwan, open your eyes. Look at me.
Yes, Pastor.
자네는 암에 걸려 죽어가고 있대. You have cancer. They say you're dying.
내 이야기 들어.
Listen to me.
나는 오늘 성경을 읽었어.
This morning, I read the Bible.
하나님이 계시면
And if there's God,
그 암 아무것도 문제가 아니야.
Your cancer, it's nothing at all.
정말 여러분 내 통장에 돈이 가득 있는데
Even though my bank account is full of money
아들 너무 어려운데
And my son's going through hard times
아들 상관없잖아요
You know, but that has nothing to do with my son
통장에 돈을 걸러 아들 통장에 넘겨주면 돼요
But I have to put the money from my account into my son's account
그럼 아들 그 돈 쓸 수가 있죠
Then my son can spend that money
맞아요
Right?
마찬가지.
It's the same thing.
예수님 능력 많은데.
Jesus has so much power.
우리 능력 없잖아요.
We don't have power.
저번 문제 어렵고 고난 당해요.
You know, we go through suffering with little problems.
근데 예수님하고 나와 마음이 연결되면.
But when your heart connects with the heart of
한
Jesus.
한 마음이 되면.
When you become one heart.
예수님 능력 내 능력인 거야.
Then the power of Jesus becomes your power.
네, 충환한테 얘기했어.
So I said to Chung-hwan.
야, 너 내 이야기 잘 들어.
Hey, listen to me.
네 마음이 예수님과 연결되면
If your heart connects with Jesus,
이 병은 아무것도 아니야.
Then this disease is nothing.
잘 들어.
Listen carefully.
나는 마태, 마가, 누가, 요한 사복음서를 읽었다.
I read the four gospel books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
마태, 마가, 누가, 요한 사복음서 읽었는데
And I read the four gospel books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
거기서 예수님께서
And there, Jesus
한 번도 병든 자를 보고
Not once did he ever see the sick
못 본 척 하지 않았다.
And ignored them.
어느 누구든지.
No matter who it was.
예수님 병자를 보고 아이 너 귀찮아 비켜.
Jesus saw the sick. You're annoying. Get out of my way.
나 지금 바빠.
I'm busy.
야 너 미워.
Hey, I don't like you.
너 내 말 안 들었잖아.
You never listen to me.
가.
Get away from me.
한 번도 그러지 않아.
He never did that once.
맞아요.
Is that right?
자, 그 다음 이야기가 중요해요.
Okay, and what comes next is important.
성경은 말하기를
The Bible says
예수 그리스도는
that Jesus Christ
어제나
yesterday
오늘이나
today
영원토록
and forever
동일하시다.
The same.
아멘.
Amen.
그 예수님이면
If it's that Jesus
김충환의 죽어가는 거 보고
He sees 김충환 dying
아, 나 바빠 못 본 자고 그냥 갔겠어요
Would he say I don't know you and walk away
살리겠다 마음이 들어
I had the heart Jesus would revive him
아, 충환아
Hey 충환
내 얘기 들어
Listen to me
성경을 보니까
In the Bible
예수 병든 자 한 번도 그냥 두지 않고 다 살리겠다
Jesus never once ignored the sick He always healed them
내가 오늘 여기 왔을 때
When I came here today
했냐면,
well, The heart I had was
내가 안 오고
If it was not me
예수님 여기 오셨더라면
But if Jesus was here
자네 벼 죽어가는 거 보고
And he sees you're dying
너 어머니 우는 거 보고
He sees your mother crying
아니 우는 거 보고
He sees your wife crying
나 바빠 살릴 거다
Oh, I'm busy, I gotta go
그렇게 갔겠니?
Would he walk away like that?
아니지
No
살리실 거야
He would revive you
그럼 네가
Then you
예수님과 마음을 같이 해
Be one heart with Jesus
같은 마음이 되면은
When you become one heart
마음이 연결돼
Then the heart becomes connected
예수의 마음은 너를 고치길 원하고
And the heart of Jesus wants to heal you
고칠 능력이 있고
He has the power to heal you
고치고 싶어 해
And he wants to heal you
난 죽는다 하지 말고
So don't say I'm gonna die
난 죽어가는데
Even though I'm dying
예수님이 안 보이지만
Even though I don't see Jesus There's Jesus
나를 고치시길 원하셔
He wants to heal me
고칠 수 있어
He can heal me
믿어
Believe that
그럼 너하고 예수 한 마음이 돼.
Then you and Jesus become one heart.
그럼 그 병은 네 병이 아니야.
Then your sickness is not yours.
예수님의 일이 돼.
It becomes Jesus's to handle.
그럼 병은 아무 문제만.
Then this cancer is nothing.
이해가?
Do you understand? Yes, Pastor.
나 기도할게.
Let me pray for you.
우리 손을 그렇게 대.
I put my hand on his head.
빨리 일어나.
Hurry up and get up. I'm leaving now. And I left.
한 일주일쯤 지났는데.
And then about a week later,
아침 식사를 했어요.
I was having breakfast.
전화 왔어요.
I got a phone call.
목사님, 이거 김충환입니다.
Pastor, it's Kim Chung-hun.
말이 너무 힘이 있어요.
There was strength in his voice.
아직 안 죽었어?
You're not dead yet?
안 죽었지요?
I'm not dead.
예, 어제 검사를 했습니다.
He said, I got examined yesterday.
의사 말하기를.
The doctor said,
내 몸 어디에도.
Nowhere in my body.
암세포가.
Is there.
없다고.
Any cancer cells.
지금 퇴원합니다.
I'm being discharged.
그리고 한 2주 지난 뒤에
And then about 2 weeks later
주일날 우리 교회 왔어요.
He came to our Sunday service.
와서
He came
간증을 했어요.
And gave his testimony.
자기가 암으로 죽어가는 거예요.
How he was dying of cancer.
어떻게 살았는지.
And how he revived.
그 이야기를 했어요.
And he talked about that.
자, 여러분,
Everyone,
중요한 것은
the important thing is,
기차가, 기관차가 지나가요.
You know, the steam engine, the train passes by.
그게 끌려가는 차는
and the cars pulled by it,
자, 기차가 연결된 차는
the boxcars connected to the engine,
아무 동력이 없어도
even though it has no power,
그냥 끌려가요.
It is pulled by the engine.
걸려있지 않는 차는
but the boxcars not connected,
움직이지 않아요.
Will not move.
여러분의 마음이 예수와 연결되면
When your heart connects with Jesus,
예수님의 능력이
the power of
예수님의
Jesus,
지혜가
the wisdom of Jesus,
예수님의 사랑이
the love 여러분의 Jesus
것이 되는 거예요
become yours.
아멘.
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 여러분 놀라운 사람이 돼요.
And you become amazing people.
더 이상 옛날 우리가 아니라
You are no longer your old self.
이제 정말 온 교회 앞에 간증해요.
And that brother testified before the whole church.
모두 울었어.
And we all cried.
그런 얘기하는 밤새도록 해도 많아요.
For me to talk about these things, I can go all night long.
예, 제가 미국 온다니까.
And because I'm coming to America.
김윤옥 자매가.
Sister Kim Yuno.
아, 목사님 이번에 워싱턴 오신대요.
Oh, Pastor, you're going to be visiting Washington.
저 뭐에 캔자시티 때 워싱턴 이사 갔대.
She moved from Kansas City to Washington.
아 기다리겠다고.
Oh, I'll be waiting to see you.
그 자매 얼마 전에 암으로 거의 죽었어.
That sister long a while ago was on the verge of death due to cancer.
그냥 저 하는 얘기 그대로 믿은 것밖에.
But she just simply believed all the words I told her.
깨끗하게 나.
She was completely healed.
얼마나 건강해.
And she is preaching the gospel so much.
교사였는데.
She was a school teacher.
교사 합편했는데.
And she quit her job.
학교 일하다가.
And then she went back to work.
이번에.
And then
내가 전화 와서 얘기했어요.
And then recently she called me, so I talked to her.
건강하길래.
She was so healthy.
남편은 한국 전에 참전했던 군인인데.
You know, her soldier, her husband was a soldier.
한국 둘이 연애가 결혼했어요.
Who served in Korea, and the two of them fell in love in Korea and got married.
남편은 별로 하는 일이 없어요.
And then now the both of them, they're not very busy.
우리 사이버 신학에 입학해라.
And I told them to study at our cyber theology school.
우리 신학 공부해라.
And go ahead and study our theology.
그래가지고
and then
복음 전해라.
Preach the gospel, I told them.
그래서 정말 너무 기뻐하는 거예요.
And they were so happy about that.
문제는 여러분의 마음이 예수님과 연결되면
The problem is when your heart connects with Jesus.
죄 사함이
The forgiveness of sins.
나와 연결되면
If it connects with you.
십자가 나와 연결되면
If you are connected with the cross.
십자가 내 죄를 사했는데
The cross has forgiven your sins.
오늘 많은 교회 교인들이
But many church members today.
죄인이라고 그래요.
They say they're sinners.
왜?
Why?
예수님 십자가와 연결 안 되니까.
Because they don't connect with the cross.
지금 죄만 있지.
They only have
십자 죄를 사하는데.
The cross forgives their sins.
그걸 연결하고 난 뒤부터.
But from connecting after they connect,
예수 나와 하나가 되는 거야.
You become one with the heart of Jesus.
내가 무슨 일을 하든지.
Then no matter what you do,
하나님 도우시는 게 그 너무 감사해.
God helps you. I'm so thankful about that.
어제는 달라스에서 교회에서 두 번 집회를 했어요.
Yesterday in Dallas we had conference twice.
많은 목회자도 왔고 사람들이 모였어요.
Many people, many pastors
너무너무
came.
너무너무 감격했어요.
And they were so touched.
자 중요한 건
The important thing is
이론으로 아는 것하고
knowing it and knowledge
마음으로 연결하는 것
and versus connecting to the heart are different.
마음으로 연결되는 상태를 가지고
the state of being connected in the heart
믿음이라고 말합니다.
Is called faith.
예수님의 지혜.
The wisdom of Jesus.
여러분 마음과 연결되면,
if it connects with your heart,
여러분의 것이 됩니다.
It becomes yours.
예수의 능력.
The power of Jesus.
마음과 연결되면,
if it connects with your heart,
여러분의 것이 됩니다.
It becomes yours.
예수의 거룩함.
The holiness of Jesus.
그 마음과 연결되면,
if it connects with your heart,
여러분의 되고,
it becomes yours.
예수의 의.
The righteousness of Jesus.
연결됩니다.
It becomes connected.
필립은.
Philip.
이제 5,000명을 먹여야 하는데.
5,000 needed to be fed.
이제 방법이 없잖아요.
And there's no way.
예수님 필립 어디서 떡을 사 이삼 먹게 하겠냐.
Jesus asked Philip, where should we buy bread for these to eat?
아 예수님이 아셔야지요.
Jesus, you have to do it.
우리 예수 어떻게 빵을 구해 떡을 구해 가지고 제가 줍니까?
How can we possibly
get the
bread?
We have to pay. 예수님 해야 돼요.
Jesus, you got to do this.
예수님 필립의 그 대답을 기다렸어요.
That's what the answer Jesus was hoping for.
이해하십니까?
Do you understand?
필립은 말했어요.
But Philip said.
각선 조금 받을지라도 200데나뜨긴 부족합니다.
200 penny worth of bread is not enough even if everyone takes just a little.
그게 무슨 상관이었어요?
What does that have to do with anything?
돈도 없고.
You don't have money.
돈 있다가 가져올 수도 없는데.
Even if you did, you couldn't go buy it all.
이론이에요.
It's just knowledge.
근데 안드레는 뭐라 하냐면
But what did Andrew say?
한 아이가 있는데.
There's a lad here.
벌쭉다서 물고기 두 마리. 있어요.
Five barley loaves and two fish.
이 많은 사람께 얼마나
But 됐어요. What are they among so many?
그러니까 주님이 하십시오.
So Lord, you do it.
안드레는 벌쭉다서 깨가지고 5,000명 못 먹이라고 알죠.
Andrew knows five barley loaves cannot feed 5,000.
주님이 할 수 있기 때문에 그렇게 말하는 거예요.
But Lord, you're here, you can do it. That's why he said this.
예수님이 일을 한 거예요.
And Jesus worked.
저는 다른 거 아무것도 잘하는 거 없어요.
You know, I'm not good at anything at all.
그러나 제가 다진 모든 문제를
But all the problems that I face
예수님과 연결됐어요.
I connect them with Jesus.
나는 죄가 많았어요.
I had many sins.
1960 제가 그 1951년에 어머니가 세상 떠났어요.
In 1951, my mother passed away.
한 달 후에 형님 군대 가시고.
A month later, my big brother went to the army.
아버지는 전쟁 뒷받침하시고.
My father was out helping out with the war.
우리 집에 큰 놈 15, 작은 놈 13.
My big sister was 15, other sister was 13.
내가 8, I was 8. 4살.
Little brother was 4.
우리 참 많이 굶었어요.
We went through lots of hunger.
10살이 되고.
I became 10.
15살 됐어요.
15 years old.
그때 보면 저는 막 배만 뻥거렸어.
Back then, my belly popped out. Because I just ate anything. I ate all kinds of things. My belly popped out. But my arms and legs were very thin. And I lived in so much darkness. As I turned 15, I would steal wheat from the farms. Roast them and eat them. I would steal. I stole potatoes. I stole apples. Lord, forgive these sins. I had so many sins. I committed so much theft. Surely I'm going to hell. Even though there was the cross, it was not connected with me. For example, I have a watch. If I have my watch at home, what time is it? What time is it?
집에 있는 시계를 내가 쓸 수 없잖아.
내 시계 좀 하지 마. I cannot use my watch at home.
내가 차고 왔으니까.
But if I have it on me,
9시 다 돼가네.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, almost
금방 알 수가 있는데.
I can use the time.
그 예수님이 여러분 위해 다 주었지만,
even though Jesus did everything for you,
마음이 연결 안 되면,
if your heart's not connected,
예수 우리 죄를 못 받게 주었는데도,
even though Jesus was crucified for our sins,
죄인으로 남아 있는.
You would remain sinners.
많은 사람이 그런 식의 신앙을 해요.
Many people live their spiritual life like that.
만약 예수와 나와 연결되면
If you become connected with Jesus.
내 죄를 위해 십자에 못 박혀 죽었으니까.
Ah, he died on the cross for my sins.
내 죄 대신 벌 받았으니까.
He was punished for my sins.
내 죄가 사해졌다.
Then my sins are forgiven.
그렇게 되는 거예요.
That's how it goes.
그거 진짜 작은 차이인데.
It's just a small difference.
교회를 다니지만
Even though people go to church.
연결이 안 된 사람은
People who don't connect.
죽어도
They die.
어려워도.
They even have difficulty, no matter what they face.
아무 일도 할 수 없어요.
Jesus is unable to do anything for
만약에
them.
만약에 오늘 저 여름 누구든지 불문하고
If tonight, no matter who you are,
예수님과 마음이 연결되기만 하면
If you only connect your heart with Jesus,
예수님의 능력이 여러분의 능력입니다.
The power of Jesus becomes your power.
예수님의 의가 여러분의 의가 됩니다.
The righteousness of Jesus becomes your righteousness.
여러분의 지혜가 됩니다.
The wisdom of Jesus becomes your wisdom.
여러분의 것이 됩니다.
The life of Jesus becomes yours.
그렇잖아요.
Isn't that right?
손가락이 끊어져 나가면
If your finger is cut off,
피가 흐르지도 않고
신경도
연결되지 않고 안 돼요.
Nothing will reach
연결돼
it.
있기 때문에
But your finger is connected to
아프기도
you,
하고
that's why it
피도 나기도 하고
you feel
그런
it.
거죠.
That's how it works.
마찬가지예요.
Same thing.
예수님 뜨는 마음이 떨어져 있는 사람들.
People whose hearts are disconnected with Jesus.
어떤 어려움을 당해도.
No matter what difficulty they face.
예수님 아무 일도 할 수가 없어요.
Jesus can do nothing for them.
마음이 하나가 되면.
But if the heart is connected.
그런 모든 어려움은.
All your hardships.
예수님으로 만나.
You meet Jesus through them.
작년 저희는.
Last year.
3월달에.
In March.
USCLF라고 준비하러
We were getting ready to do CLF in New York.
근데 한국 사람들을 미국 정부가 코로나 때문에 안 받을 수 있다는 그런 신문에 봤어요.
But there was an article in the newspaper saying that US may ban travel from Korea.
저뭐 CLF 한다 내가 미국 못 들어간다 20일 앞에 들어왔어요.
And so because of that I entered the US 20 days before the CLF.
한 주간 동안 우리 사역자들하고 성경 가지고 우리 공부를 했어요.
For one week in New York with our pastors we studied the Bible.
두 번째 주는 제가 아틀란타하고
The second week I went to Atlanta, Washington,
세 개 도시를 방문했어요.
And Philadelphia I visited those three cities.
많은 종교 지도자들을 만났어요.
And I met many religious leaders.
수많은 목회자 저를 만나러 왔었어요.
And many pastors came to meet me.
네. 필라델피아에서 마지막 마치고 이제 차고 올라 그러는데.
But I wanted to spend the last night in Philadelphia and then go back up to New York.
뉴욕 주지사께서.
But the New York governor.
뉴욕시 안에서.
You know, he said that in New York.
200명 이상 되는 캠프를 하지 말아.
No gatherings over 200 allowed.
3,000명이 오는데.
We were expecting 3,000.
200명 나누면 15 팀이 우리 할 방법이 없어.
If they divide up into 200, that's 15 groups.
그래서 그냥 우리가 한국에.
So we couldn't do that, so I returned to Korea.
바로 이제 부활절이 됐어요.
And right after that was Easter.
부활절 우리가 그 큰 실내 야구장에서 했는데.
And we had our Easter service at a big baseball stadium.
정부가 안 된다 그랬어요.
The government said no.
우리 할 수 없이 온라인으로 할 수.
So we had no choice. We had the Easter service online.
온라인으로 하면서.
As we had it online.
여섯 개 언어로 했어요.
We did it in six languages.
제가 설교를 하고.
I would preach.
여섯 개 통역해서.
And it was translated into six languages.
러시아어,
Russian,
중국어,
Chinese,
영어,
English,
그리고 한국어,
Korean,
불어,
French,
에스파뇨,
and Spanish.
여섯 개였어.
Six languages.
깜짝 놀랐어.
I was shocked.
매 시간.
Each service.
200만 명이 들어왔어.
2 million people logged in.
우리가 보통 캠프하면 뭐 2만 명, 3만 명이었는데.
When we have an event, maybe 20,000-30,000 people come.
놀랐어.
But we were shocked.
5월달에 우리가 이런 대전도 집회를 했는데.
In May, we had a Bible crusade.
믿어지지 않는 것이.
I couldn't believe it.
276개 방송국이 제 설교를 전부 중계를 했어.
276 TV stations televised all my sermons.
시청률을 계산하니까.
And when we calculated the viewership.
10억이 됐어.
It was a billion.
믿어지지 않았어.
I couldn't believe it.
사실이었어.
But it was true.
가을에 집회를 했는데.
And we had a conference in the fall.
655개 방송국.
655 TV stations.
제 설교를 전부 중계했죠.
Televised all my sermons.
그중 한 방송국은.
In one station.
하다가 중간에 그쳤어요.
They stopped televising in the middle.
난리가 났어.
And the viewers complained.
왜 중단?
The viewers said, why did you stop? So they had to restart.
사실입니다, 이거.
It's true.
믿어지지 않아요.
I couldn't believe it.
진짜 이럴 수가 있나?
Could this really be?
전 세계 목회자들.
Pastors all around the world.
지난주에는.
Last week.
아프리카에 있는 영어권의 사람들 전부 다 모아서
We gathered English speakers in Africa and had an online camp.
수십 개 방송국이 중계를 해줬어요.
And many dozens of TV stations televised us.
미국 안에 제 설교를 중계하는 방송국이 49개 방송국.
Right now in the US there's 49 TV stations that televise my sermons.
내가 한 번도 방송국장이 얘기해 본 적 없어.
I never talked to the station directors.
CTN에 가서 인터뷰를 했고.
I had an interview with CTN.
이번 엔나세 방송국을
And recently at the Enlace station.
달라스에서 인터뷰 한 시간.
I had an interview for an hour in Dallas.
깜짝 놀랄 만큼 많은 시청자 제 글을 읽고.
And I was so shocked that how many viewers read my writings.
더 놀라운 것은
And more amazingly,
미국 기독교 지도자 가운데서
Among the Christian leaders.
80만 명이 미국이 전 세계 기독교 지도자
800,000 Christian leaders all around the world
우리 복음을 들었고
heard our gospel
같이 일하고 있어.
And they're working together with us.
전부 설교자 하는 거 그냥 이런 이야기 하는 거.
I'm not good at sermons. This is just the stuff I talk about.
똑같이 있는데
And even though you have a problem
예쁜 아가씨가 있어요.
I said,
너무 예뻐.
There's,
사랑스러워.
There's a beautiful woman.
그래서 결혼해야만.
And if you get married,
연결이 됐는데.
You become connected.
결혼 안 하면 남이잖아.
If you don't marry her, she's a stranger.
그래서 여러분 결혼했지, 그죠?
You're married, right?
그래서 사랑하는 자 결혼하면 연결됐고.
And if you're married,
안 하면 남인 거예요.
If not, you're strangers.
예수님도 마음에서 예수님 마음 연결되면.
If you're connected with Jesus in your heart,
마음으로 예수님 마음을 하나로 믿어요.
In your heart, you become one with Jesus.
아, 예수님이 내 병을 고치게.
Ah, Jesus would heal my disease.
그런 간증 참 많아요.
There are many testimonies
아,
like
예수,
that.
아, 예수 내 죄를 위해 십자에 못 박게 죽으셨네.
Ah, Jesus died on the cross for my sin.
내 죄가 씻어졌네.
Then my sins are washed.
왜? 성경에 씻어졌다고 돼 있으니까.
Ah, why? Because the Bible says my sins are washed.
그 연결된 사람은
people who are connected
죄인이 아니야라고 말해요.
They say I am not a sinner.
연결 안 된 사람은
people who are not connected.
오, 난 거짓말했습니다.
Oh, I lied. I stole.
죄인이더라.
I'm a sinner.
그래서 여러분 마음이 예수님 마음과 연결되면.
So if your heart becomes connected with Jesus.
1962년도에 그때 도둑질 많이 하고 거짓말 많이 해서
I committed so much
죄인이었는데.
I lied.
성경을 보니까.
I was a sinner.
분명히 예수님 내 죄를 기억지 않는다.
But in the Bible, clearly Jesus does not remember my sins.
어렵대요.
He says I'm washed.
주님이 어렵다면 의로운 거야.
He says I'm justified.
주님이 거룩하다면 거룩한
if
거야.
If he says I'm justified.
주님 내 죄를 인정치 않, 인정 안 하는 거야.
He says I'm holy. He does not impute my sins. I am righteous.
예수님이 내 안에 일하는데.
Jesus is working inside of me.
너무 너무 놀라워.
And it was so amazing.
오늘 많은 지식으로 많은 예수님 알지만.
Many people know Jesus in knowledge.
예수 내 죄를 죽었다고 하지만.
They say Jesus died for my sins.
내가 여전히 죄인이라면.
But if you're still a sinner,
십자가 나오면 무슨 상관이 있어?
Then what does the cross have to do with you?
예수님 나오면 무슨 상관이 있어?
What does Jesus have to do with you?
나는 죄도 못 건져낸 예수님이지만,
if he could not deliver you from
나는
sins,
죄도 건져낸 예수를 믿어.
But believe in the Jesus who delivered you from your sins.
예수님 나와 함께 하나가 되는.
Then Jesus becomes one with you.
그때부터,
from then on,
놀라운 역사.
Amazing things happen.
어제 이 시간에는,
last night about this time,
달라스에서,
I was in Dallas,
말씀을 전했어.
Preaching the word.
많은 분들이 모였어.
And many people were there.
근데 너무너무 놀라는 거야.
And the very amazing thing was.
그 대부분 자기 교회 다니면 늘 죄인이었던.
Most of them were people who went to church always saying that they're sinners.
많은 목회자들이.
But many pastors.
우리를 도와주고.
They were helping us and opened up the ways.
왜요?
Why?
하나님 일하시다.
Because God is at work.
자, 여러분은
everyone.
여러분 잘나고 못나고 상관없이
Regardless of how well or
여러분 문제를 하나님 연결된 게 뭐 얼마나 됩니까?
You know how much of your problems do you connect with God?
만약 여러분 죄인이고
If you're a sinner,
예수 우리 죄를 위해 죽었다면
And if Jesus died for your
여러분
sins,
죄를 위해 죽었기 때문에
He died for your sins.
여러분 죄인으로 있으면 그거는 상관이 없는 겁니다.
But if you still remain a sinner, this has nothing to do with you.
여러분 죄를 위해 죽으셨고
Jesus died for your sins.
여러분 어렵다 그랬어요.
And says that you are justified.
모든 사람이 죄를 범하였으면 하나님 영광 이루지 못합니다.
For all have sinned, come short of the glory of God.
그리스도 예수 안에 구속으로 말미암아.
Being justified freely by His grace.
값 없이.
Through the redemption.
어렵다 하시면 어떤 자.
That is in Christ Jesus.
하나님 우리를 어렵다 그랬어요.
God says we are justified.
어렵다 그랬어요.
God says we are righteous.
근데 나를 보고 어렵다는데.
Well, He says I'm righteous.
그 말씀 받으리면.
I will accept that word.
어렵다.
Then you are righteous.
도미니카 목회자 모임 갔는데.
I went to a pastoral meeting in the Dominican Republic.
나 의롭다 그랬어.
I was preaching. I said I'm righteous.
목사님 깜짝.
The pastors there were shocked.
목사님 질문 있습니다. 질문 있습니다. 질문 있습니다.
They said, Pastor, question, question. I said, Go ahead.
목사님 죄 안 지었어요?
You never sinned.
거짓말 했어요?
You never lied.
거짓말 안 했어요?
You never stole.
대답했어요.
I answered.
나 도둑질.
I stole so many times I cannot count.
거짓말 매일 거짓말.
I lied every day.
그럼 죄인이지 어떻게 의인입니까?
Then you're a sinner. How could you be righteous?
맞아.
You're right.
거짓말했고.
I lied.
도둑질하고 죄를 맞아.
I stole. I committed lots of sins. That's right. I'm a sinner.
하나님 재판장인데.
But God's the judge.
하나님이 의롭다 하시더라.
But God says I'm justified.
더 중요한 얘기, 재밌는 이야기입니다.
More importantly, something very interesting.
그 이야기 들으세요.
Please listen.
목사님들이 말했어요.
The pastors, they said.
그런 게 성경 어디 있습니까?
Where in the Bible does it say that?
내가 웃었어.
I laughed.
당신은 성경 안 읽네.
I said, you guys don't read the Bible.
있어.
It's there.
찾아봐.
Find it.
반드시 있어.
Surely it's there.
네. 생명 걸게.
I bet my life.
있어요, 없어요?
Is it there or not?
목사님 그 성경 있는지도 몰라요.
The pastors did not even know that that's in the Bible.
읽어줬어요.
I read it to them.
로마 3장 23절.
Romans 3:23.
모든 사람 죄를 범하면 하나님 영광 이루지 못해.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
분명히 죄인이지.
Surely we're sinners.
맞지.
Right?
죄인이지.
We're sinners.
죄를 범했고.
We've committed sins.
죄인이지.
We are sinners.
24절 봐라.
Look at verse 24.
그리스도 예수 안에 구속으로 말미암아.
Being justified.
하나님 은혜로.
Freely by His grace.
값 없이.
Freely by His
아무
grace,
한 일이 없이,
without any works,
없이,
without anything,
의롭다고 하셨습니다.
Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption of Christ Jesus.
의롭다면 의로운 겁니다.
If God says you're justified, you are righteous.
어디 깜짝 놀랐어.
The pastors were shocked.
왜? 와 강대사 위로 올라와.
And then they began to rush the stage.
그래서 나 때를 엄청.
Are they coming to hit me?
오늘 막 끌어안고.
They hugged me.
아버지라 그러고.
Called me father.
사진 찍자 그러고.
They said let's take a picture. They said sign my book.
목사 모임 다 중단됐고.
And our meeting came to a stop.
그러나 많은 분들 죄 사함을.
And many of them received the forgiveness of sins.
아직까지 많은 사람들은.
Until now, many people.
죄인이라고 합니다.
They say they are sinners.
십자가 달아놓고.
They hang up the cross.
십자가 없나?
There's no cross here.
여러분 십자 다 마음에 두느라고 안 달았어요.
Because you all have the cross in your heart, right?
그 십자가 달아놨는데.
They hang up the cross.
마음에 십자가 없어.
But in their heart, they don't have the cross.
내 죄는 십자가.
The cross.
내 죄가 사해진 거.
That's where my sins
were forgiven. 내 죄 형벌을 받은 거.
That's where my punishment for my sins was paid.
이게 증거야.
That is the proof.
혹시 여러분 아직도 죄인이라는 사람 있습니까?
Is there anyone among you still saying that you're a sinner?
오늘 아침에 얘기를 했죠.
I talked about it this morning.
38년 된 병자.
The man with the infirmity for 38 years.
자기가 걸어가지 못하는 걸 알아요.
He knew he could not walk.
예수님 자기들 걸어가네.
But Jesus told him, rise, take up your bed and walk.
지금까지 자기 생각 따랐는데.
Until now he had followed his own thoughts.
내 생각 따라 살아 잘 된 게 뭐 있어?
I lived following my thoughts. How did that turn out?
저 말씀 믿어보자.
Let me believe his words.
걸어보자.
Let me walk.
진짜 그러니까.
And then he walked.
내가 일어섰네. 내가 일어섰어. 내가 일어 내가 걷네. 내가 걷네.
I am walking. I am walking.
저는 매일 이런 경험을 합니다.
I experience this every day.
복음 전도는 너무너무 행복.
And I'm so happy preaching the gospel.
이제 수많은 사람들이 같이 하고.
And I'm teaching this to many, many people.
사실 미국 자주 오려고 합니다.
I want to come to America often.
우리가 작년에 신학교를 사이버 신학교를 시작.
And last year we began a cyber theology school.
미국 정부에서 허락해 줘서.
The U.S. government gave us permission.
맞.
예.
예, 허락해 줘서.
Gave us the permission.
사이버 신학교에서.
And we started the cyber theology school.
현재 10,000명.
Right now 11,000 students.
그 사람들이 이 교육을 받고 있습니다.
And they are being educated.
그 사람들이 이 교육을 받아서.
And they receive this education.
10,000명이.
11,000.
미국 50개 주에서.
In 50 states across America. They preach this.
미국이 변할 거야.
America will change.
10,000명이 아니고 또 계속 올 거야.
Not 11,000, it will continue.
이제는 미국에서 말고.
Not only in America.
독일도 보내고.
We'll send it to Germany.
브라질도 보내고.
To Brazil.
또 보낼 거야.
And send them out.
생각 너무너무 감사해요.
I'm so thankful.
죄악 속에서
inside of sin,
죽어도 나였는데
I was dying in sin.
나는 성경 말씀 하나 믿었어.
But I just believed the words of the Bible.
저도 옛날 죄인이라고 생각했어.
I long time ago thought I was a sinner myself.
도둑질을 많이 했어.
I committed lots of theft.
거짓말. 난 지옥 간다고
I told many lies. I thought I was going to hell.
성경에서
But in the Bible,
하나님 나를 의롭다.
God says that I'm justified.
하나님 나를 의롭다.
God says I'm justified.
하나님 의롭다.
God says I'm justified.
재판장이 가면
He's the judge.
의로운 거야.
Then I am righteous.
재판장이 의롭다 그랬어.
If the judge says
아무 말 할 거 없어.
Then nobody else can say anything.
그 말 안 믿었어.
That's how I believed God.
그날부터
From that day on,
내 속에 하나님이 일하는 걸 봤어.
I saw God working inside of me.
지금 60년, 내년 되면 딱 60년.
And next year it'll be my 60th year.
그동안에 전 세계가 변하고 있습니다.
And during that time I saw the whole world
자, 오늘 저녁,
tonight.
여러분 누구든지 간에.
No matter who you are.
지금 어떻게 살든 상관하지.
No matter how you have lived.
여러분 생각 버리고.
Throw away your thoughts.
하나님 말씀과 마음을 연결하십시오.
And connect your heart with the word of God.
그러면
then
여러분은 여러분의 형상을 입은 예수님입니다.
Then you become Jesus in wearing your image.
그래서 참 많은 사람이 변하는 거예요.
And I saw through that so many people changed.
많은 목사들이 변하고,
many pastors changed.
많은 젊은이들이 변하고,
many youngsters changed.
근데 그 연결 안 시키면,
but without the connection.
집에 냉장 음식 잔뜩 있는데,
even though your fridge is full of food.
무지무지 맛있어.
So much food and so tasty. But if you don't eat it, you're going to starve.
먹으면 배부르.
You pull it out and eat it, you get full. Same thing.
여러분 죄를 사했나.
Jesus has forgiven your sins.
믿으십시오.
Believe it.
그리고 이제는 죄인이라고 하지 마십시오.
And do not say that you're a sinner.
하나님이 의롭다면.
If God says you're justified.
의롭습니다.
You are righteous.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 아버지 앞에 감사드립니다.
Father God, we give you thanks.
우리 너무 더러운 죄인인데.
We were such dirty sinners.
하나님 능력이 많으셔서.
But God, you are full of power.
우리 더러운 죄 씻는데 전혀 부족함이 없이.
And you lacked nothing in washing away our sins.
깨끗게 했습니다.
You made us clean.
말씀을 믿습니다.
We believe the word.
우리 모두 말씀을 믿게 해주옵소서.
Have us all believe in the word.
대신 하나님 능력이 우리 속에 역사해서.
And that the amazing power of God work in us.
우리 안에 내가 아닌 하나님이 살아 역사하시게 되기를.
And not we, but let God live and work inside of us.
이 미국 LA에.
In LA, here in the United States.
많은 예수가 태어나게 되기를.
Let many Jesuses be born here.
그럼 LA는 복된 도시가 됩니다.
And may LA become a blessed
행복하고
city.
행복하고.
And people be happy.
능력을 보게 해주옵소서.
And may them see the power of
감사합니다.
God. We thank you.
예수님 이름으로 기도드립니다.
Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.